It must be a great deal if you're getting that choked up over it.
Well, I'm getting choked up over everything right now. My dry cough and my, you know how that works out. But it's old age is more than anything else. So it's a really good deal to be as old as I am. Hey, you don't want official visits, unofficial visits, and a disappointing loss to your rival. But how did outside of the play itself, Miss Lincoln, how did the recruiting aspect of the weekend go for the Tigers?
Oh, I think what it will ultimately bear out is it will illustrate to people that single game outcomes don't matter a whole lot. And it maybe even less so in recruiting these days, not just for Clemson, but as we've introduced, NIL, pay for play, those factors, there are many more layers that go into a decision than the emotion of an outcome. And I think, the feedback we've gotten, and we've quoted a number of recruits on this, is particularly, even the locker room scene afterward, was something that resonated with recruits when you see, how Dabo Swinney and staff and players, how internally they handle a loss, and just kind of still the way life went on, the way they treated each other, things of this nature. In a very strange way, you could suggest there's a manners in which it benefited Clemson on the recruiting front. Now, still you want to win that game, and I think it matters more for, if you're splitting hairs maybe with a couple of in-state recruits. Who are juniors or even really, I think sophomores are where the foundation starts getting laid when there's an outcome like that. But otherwise, I think it was still a beneficial weekend for Clemson, a lot for the same reason, we laid out before the game on with a noon kickoff, Clemson can then spend the afternoon evening with a recruit and where relationships and people and those things matter. So I think from an official visit standpoint, logistically, everything worked out to Clemson's favor in being able to have 17 of their 23 commitments there on hand for when they had the official visitors and a number of key unofficial visitors.
Let's talk about those individually, beginning with, the running back situation probably took a step towards clarity, I guess, that might be the easiest way to say it.
Yeah, so two of the four official visitors were Christopher Johnson, who goes by CJ. He's a junior, so, another – it gets confusing when you're dealing CJ Spiller and CJ Johnson. But Christopher Johnson from Fort Lauderdale, Dillard High School, we've got him as a high three-star, but someone whose stock really exploded in the spring because it got really good track numbers. He has the so-called Florida speed to him. And the other was Jay Haynes, Jamarius Haynes, who is a Roanoke, Alabama, who Clemson really stands as the only big offer for, unless you slide Washington State into that designation. But really, someone that Clemson took a liking to, really good senior film, the physical specs check out. So kind of Clemson juggling those two down the stretch. Johnson has been someone that Clemson's been involved with going back to the spring, offered during the summer, weren't really able to get him back on campus the way Miami and Ole Miss were. And it looked at the end of the summer like Miami was going to be the spot, NIL factoring in, all that good stuff. But as Miami has, the case with so many Miami recruits this class, a lot of them have shown that money isn't the only factor. When they've seen the product on the field, the losing, and how that's reverberated locally, or in the state of Florida, and particularly Johnson sees it on a daily basis, Miami's faded there to a degree right now. Ole Miss emerged as the front runner, kind of default as the number two coming into the fall. Took his official visit there a couple weeks ago, and so they were out ahead. CJ Spiller was able to kind of convince him after a scouting visit. CJ's got relationships with that family going back to Johnson's uncle. Kendrick was a Clemson receiver in 2006 who roomed with Spiller. And so was able to convince CJ Johnson to come for a visit and his dad and family. And I think it really, really popped for them. You know, I think that they saw Clemson in a much different light when they were able to spend time with the coaches, you know, spend time on campus and kind of separate fact from fiction, whether it's Clemson as a passing school, whether it's, you know, Hal Johnson would fit in as a Miami kid coming to Clemson and this culture in this area. You know, so I think that, as well as just generally, I think there's an impressionability that I think coming off the, you know, other visits, and he has loved the schools he's been to, and I think that, that Clemson played its cards right in getting as late an official visit as possible. So Johnson is someone who plans to announce in December, probably announce around the, you know, an early signing period surprise on December 21st, but Clemson comes out of the weekend in really good shape. We quoted him saying that Clemson was the leader. You know, certainly next week as coaches can come in and Miami and Ole Miss, you know, things could change. But I think if Johnson were to make a decision right now, Clemson would be the choice. Haynes, you know, was someone who I think wanted to be recruited a little bit, had not been through the process. Others at his school had prematurely made commitments. So people around him were trying to get him to pump the brakes a little bit and just kind of see if he could get recruited, slow things down, not rush into anything. But there also reaches a point I think Clemson will want to have a running back in place by the end of the early signing period. So I think Clemson comes out of the weekend feeling like pretty good shape that, or, you know, that they are going to get one of the two. I think the question is on timing and do circumstances allow them to take a second?
The question that I know you're going to be asked, have been asked, and will continue to be asked is there room for two, and what would happen? What would have to happen for there to be room for two?
Right now, there's not room for two. Right now, it is first come, first serve. And I think that, that plays to Clemson's benefit, frankly, in some leveraging. Could that change? I think it could. I think as we get decisions coming up here with the transfer portal opening, you know, whether it's specifically at running back or big picture, you know, Clemson tends to look at things as far as offensive numbers, defensive numbers in scholarship allocation and distribution. You know, could an offensive scholarship come open? And, you know, if let's say, you know, do they get their fourth offensive lineman? You know, that could be a variable. So there are a number of different pieces in play where this thing can be fluid. Personally, do I see, you know, is it, in my opinion, do I think Clemson turns either away, totally away? No. You know, could there be a gray-shirt offer for one, you know, if things really got tight? But I don't, you know, I don't, in my opinion, see Clemson turning anyone away. But right now, the hard math has, Clemson has room for one, and that's under, those are the conditions under which Clemson is operating.
Staying on the offensive side of the ball, Spencer Fano, Utah offensive tackle, was brought in. Kind of a take a flyer on a guy that just got involved with late. How did it go?
Oh, I think it went about as well as, you know, short of a commitment. I think it went about as well as Clemson could hope. You know, I think they had a really connected with the family. I think that, you know, it's been hard to tell where Spencer has been leaning. He has taken official visits to Utah. He's been to Michigan, Oregon very early in the season. You know, BYU is where his brother is going, but he ruled out BYU here recently. So I think there's been a bit of mystery as to where things are going with him. And I think that was as much as any gave Clemson reason to believe they could have a shot here. And I think they, you know, based on our feedback from all sides of the equation, really put themselves in contention. Now, I think the reality is right now, Spencer Fano doesn't know where he wants to go. I think there are schools he likes and is still kind of sorting it all out. But I think Clemson legitimately put themselves in the conversation. And I think the fact that they got the final at bat before his December 6th decision, you know, gives them some momentum in his thinking coming out of that. So, you know, I don't know that I'm ready to cast them as the favorite, let's say over Michigan, when you look at the season they have, their offensive line pedigree and their offensive identity. Oregon's close, relatively. He's got the strongest relationships with players at Utah. So there are a number of different pieces there in play. But I think, going into the weekend, would I have said Clemson, could win Spencer Fano? Probably not. Odds against it. I think coming out of the weekend, I think Clemson could be the choice.
And finally, the fourth official visitor, Khalil Barnes, a guy that the staff has seen. Oh, he's been here a few times before, and obviously a little bit closer to this side of the country. How did it go with Barnes?
Yeah, so as we talk about single game outcome, I mean, really Clemson has held the cards there with Barnes for a number of months. He takes the official visit to Notre Dame the weekend that they beat Clemson, almost a month ago. And certainly, when we talk about post-visit highs, I think that visit went about as well as the Irish could hope. Not strictly based on beating Clemson, but he's got a very good relationship with Marcus Freeman, probably among the best relationships in his recruitment. They're recruiting him as receiver, which is another different wrinkle to it. So there were reasons why, the needle, I wouldn't say had moved into Notre Dame's corner, but certainly Notre Dame became formidable for them at that point. But as we discussed on here right after that visit, all right, let's give it a couple weeks to dissipate, let cooler heads prevail, let Clemson have a chance to gradually show the reasons why they were leading for him in the first place. And I think all that has kind of come to fruition. Proximity, yes, plays a role, but I think that Clemson has so many relationships with Barnes, his family. Barnes has known as so many of the Clemson players through camps, and he's been on campus four, five, six times. We wrote earlier this week that, if you were to have observed him with the Clemson commitments, you would have felt like he was one, or at least I felt that way in watching him. And he'd really even just that day met T.J. Parker, Vic Burley, those guys. But I think the fit really jumped out to them, not only just in the casual parts of it, when they're with the recruits and all the players and dining at Dabo Sweeney's house afterward and their conversations going on. I just think coming out of that weekend, there's a lot of reason to feel like Barnes and Clemson remain the probable fit in the
And now all four of those guys will announce here and will sign in the early signing period. And I don't know of anybody, Paul, that they'll be waiting on. Now, again, to how it goes, is it fair to say that Clemson will kind of pivot depending on the transfer portal, depending on what happens to the NFL draft guys, and that we'll see some new names kind of refresh and we'll see a whole nother recruiting kind of cycle start in January? We lose Paul? Might have lost him. I'll ask him that question next week. Let's put him on hold, see if you can get him back for that one there. I can't hear him on that one. That might be me. Let me try one more time there. Paul, we still got you? Lost him. I'll ask him next week on that. What's that? Because we have time for January, what it looks like. And I can tell you that TigerIllustrated.com, the place to find ACC championship game preview, all the recruiting, official and unofficial stuff, recruiting insider stuff, stuff from Chris Ard, predictions with Chris Ard, Larry Williams, and Paul Strela. Check them out. Easy to see. It's TigerIllustrated.com. Subscribe today. You're going to love it. It's TigerIllustrated.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Open phone lines. I do want to talk championship games. We've not done any of that. No championship games. For this coming weeks. So let's talk about that and take some phone calls and texts with Morgan Thomas, Mickey Plotter, more after this.
This holiday season, Diamonds Direct gives you the gift of 0% interest financing for 3 years on any purchase. With high prices and high interest rates everywhere else, Diamonds Direct is here with the incredible shopping experience you need. Our guaranteed best value prices will save you money. And with 0% interest, you can spread your payments over 3 years with no finance charge, period. And for this holiday season, we're showcasing an expanded selection of affordable and timeless holiday gifts. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, colored gemstones, And if you're upgrading her diamond or getting engaged over the holidays, we have one of the largest diamond selections in America. All sizes and shapes, all cut for maximum brilliance, and all offered at our amazing direct importer, no middleman prices. Check out our holiday gift guide now at DiamondsDirect.com. Buy now or come into the showroom. Let one of our experts guide you in finding the holiday gift that's at the top of their list. And enjoy 3 years zero interest financing on any holiday purchase. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Look no further than Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson for your next pre-owned vehicle. Whether you're in the market for a full or mid-sized truck or SUV, Ralph Hayes has it. Sedan, minivan, something sporty, Ralph Hayes has it. Import or domestic, Ralph Hayes has it. And once you find your pre-owned vehicle at Ralph Hayes Toyota, they'll service any make or model for you. Add to that their rental program, and Ralph Hayes Toyota will be your dealer for life. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer, Ralph Hayes Toyota. Clemson Boulevard, Anderson.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
This season, take the stress out of holiday shopping with Buff City Soap. Whether it's a gift for a coworker, friend, family member, teacher, significant other, or secret Santa game, Buff City has the perfect gift for everyone on your list. They have hand soap, laundry soap, men's beard and body care products, pet products, and more. Corporate and employee gift packages are also available. Stop by today and take advantage of free holiday gift wrapping at Buff City Soap in the Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Christmas, the season of giving. At Ingles, we know that nothing brings a family together quite like the holidays. And nothing brings a smile to our faces quite like sharing that perfect gift. This Christmas, let's give what's in our hearts, thoughtfully and cheerfully. Merry Christmas from Ingles. All the ingredients for family.
Hey guys, my biggest issue over the holidays used to be stress, overeating, and low energy. Then I started TRT and Wegovy Semaglutide at Low Country Mail. Testosterone took care of the stress, low energy, and performance issues in the bedroom. Wegovy took away my food cravings, lowered my A1C, and helped me lose 15% of my body weight. I went down a few pant sizes, made gains in the gym, and have never looked better. Simple monthly no-contract pricing included medication, labs, and doctor visits. Book your appointment today, lowcountrymail.com.
It's time for postseason football in the South. Imagine watching the game from your stone paver patio sitting around a cozy fire. Carolina Fresh Farms has everything you need to create the best outdoor space in the neighborhood. Natural stone, pavers, fire pits, outdoor fireplaces, and all the tools and supplies for your project. With 7 locations in South Carolina, visit our website at carolinafreshfarms.com to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist. Go Tigers!
Ready SC and SC Works, in cooperation with PAI Pharma, is hosting a recruitment event on Thursday, December 1st at McAllister Square in Greenville from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. PAI Pharma manufactures and markets generic liquid pharmaceuticals and offers an excellent benefits package. They are currently seeking qualified applicants for multiple positions. Again, that's Thursday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at McAllister Square in Greenville. For more information or to apply online, visit sctechjobs.com. PAI Pharma is an equal opportunity employer.
M&J Auto Parts is your local independent auto parts warehouse. If you have an import, domestic, or slingshot vehicle, we have the parts you need. With over 100 years of staff experience, we'll get you back on the road quickly and affordably. We have also partnered with Jasper Engines and carry Rough Country Off-Roading Parts. All parts carry a national warranty, so if a part fails, you are covered. Visit our warehouse, 106 West Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greer, or call us at 864-469-9389. We are here to help you. M&J Auto Parts.
You've been charged with a criminal offense. You may be facing significant consequences. You probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. You feel like nobody understands what you're going through. Get the answers you need to navigate through the legal system. Call today to schedule your free legal consultation with Nick Lavery Law Office, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680. Online, nicklaverylaw.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Tuning in from the car? Stay connected to The Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download The Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I really appreciate you putting the Christmas music away for a week.
Even though I came out like 3 weeks too early?
Yeah, that's why you came out early, because you gave yourself a little mulligan in there, a little leeway in case something like happened yesterday with Krista McVee passes away. And now you're a big Fleetwood Mac fan. Let's get into some, obviously phone calls. Folks, our phone call lines have been so busy. We've been so much stuff going on. Just hadn't had a whole lot of chance here. Phone lines and text. Let me answer some of the texts. Is that good? Adams & Co. Roofing text line. Our phone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Same thing for Adams & Co. Roofing text line. Sorry, text said, is Fano in the Latter-day Saints, and does that play a factor? If so, I'll ask Paul Shilo that next week before the – well, actually, he'll be committed by next week. It's December the 6th.
Oh, wow.
So we'll find out.
It's December 1st right now.
Yeah, I don't – think that he would have taken a visit this far east and to this part of the country if that wasn't already talked about and thought about through all that.
Now, I get things where people say he's a true tackle. Can you clarify that compared to, like, a not true tackle?
Yeah, tackles are different than interior offensive linemen in that they're playing in space and they're playing you got to be more athletic, maybe a little longer. You're not moving mass as much. You know, one of the things you're probably the most important thing for a tackle is pass protection, in that you're matched up against a quicker defensive end that's smaller than you. I mean, for the most part, offensive lineman is going to be 300 to 320 pounds. Defensive end is going to be in that 230 to 290 range sometimes, whatever. So it's a very athletic guy out there. And a lot of times you're one-on-one with him. Trying to stop that pass rush defensive end, or to stop a blitzing outside linebacker or a corner blitz. And so you're playing out there on an island a little bit more, a little more space, whereas the guards and the centers are more of the mass movers. Still very important pass protection. Don't want to downplay that. But those are the guys that are the bigger, you know, mass bodies, mass moving, mass kind of guys. That help?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, you know, it means a lot that he did make the trip all the way here.
Yes.
I think anybody that gets on campus, if you've been on campus, which I know a lot of the listeners have, Clemson campus is unique and it's beautiful. I've brought in friends over from Baltimore, from Arkansas, from Texas, and California. And, you know, they all end up saying, wow, I did not realize that Clemson was this nice. Yeah. It doesn't feel like what they thought. You know,
yeah.
It is in the middle of nowhere in some ways, but when you get there, it's like, wow, this is nice. And then you see the giant stadium that's larger than some pro stadiums.
Yeah.
And you really get like, wow, they take it serious here.
Right there in the middle of campus too.
Oh yeah. That makes it even better.
You know, outside what Clemson's growing a little bit, still part of the allure is the smaller town there, but part of it too is your close enough to Anderson, close enough to Greenville, and close enough to Charlotte and Atlanta. So I think that's an advantage more than anything else, for the most part. And still, you're recruiting guys that live in places smaller than this. You know, a lot of times. Not all the time, but a lot of times. And Burton Burns told me something very, very interesting years ago. That I said, man, he was at Tulane before, and he came here. I said, man, Tulane recruiting – guys got to just love the fact that those kids go down to Bourbon Street all the time, man. Like, you take an official visit down to Bourbon Street all the time, right? French Quarter down there. He goes, Mickey, our kids don't go to Bourbon Street. right? He goes, our kids stay on campus, like around the Tulane kids, like kids that go to Georgia Tech.
Okay.
And Georgia Tech is in downtown Atlanta.
Yeah.
But they stay in their apartments, and they stay around their friends around that area in Techwood over there on the Tech campus. Like, you're not, they're not going out to Buckhead every single weekend or wherever, yeah. You know? That you hang out with your friends in small places, no matter where you're at. And you hang out with a small number of people in a smaller place.
You know, at the basketball game against Penn State, I was there, and Brian Bressee and Ryan Linthicum were there just hanging out. You know, they're kind of by themselves a little bit, a little off from the other people. And, you know, I let them be, and I think most people did. But, you know, they just seemed to be relaxing, having a good time. Like you said, not getting into too much. Just
you would think, and that's how kids are for the most part. Like, you would think that, so come to L.A., man, Hollywood and Rodeo Drive and all. Southern Cal players are staying on Southern Cal's campus and hanging out with other players in small groups on that campus. They're not going, they're not fighting the 405 or whatever. I don't know what the highways are there. They're not going over to Hollywood. They're not going. Now, it's nice to have, you know, some of the advantages of that and be able to sell that in recruiting. But those kids aren't going out and, you know, now the old thing was that Miami players just go out on South Beach all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you heard somebody got to say all that when they were the big time guys down that way. But no, that's not.
Well, you have limited time, too. I remember, yeah. I mean, I just played lower level soccer for 1 year, and I was just a practice dummy. But man, I was working out and practicing a lot. Yeah. And then you had classes on top of that. Yeah. And then you wanted to hang out with your girlfriend or whoever. So you really didn't have a lot of time in the day to go do other things outside of campus. You were on campus a lot.
Yes. My niece is a current true freshman in golf here, women's golf team. And she has 20 hours a week of practice. She has 10 hours a week of study hall. And then individual 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. workouts. I think it's 6 a.m. 6 a.m. workouts, a couple of days in there. With classes, with labs, with all the study hall stuff, with like, she tells me the biggest deal is there's just no time to do anything but what is the structured time for you. And that's now, it lightens up a little bit after that. But, you know, that's in a, and there are two, one thing about them different is that's, golf is a two semester sport. They play a fall season and a spring season. So maybe in an off season, of course, there's no off season anymore anyway. We talked about it with Brad Brunell in basketball. In football, those guys will take off for a couple of weeks in January, but they're going right back to mat drills in the spring practice. So, yeah, that's a little bit of a misconception that you go to Starkville and there's nothing to do there. You go to L.A. and there's going to be everything to do. You go to Miami, there's going to be everything to do.
Yeah.
And believe me, you're not going to Hollywood and hanging out in Hollywood with the Kardashians over there up in where are they from? Calabash, what not Calabash? What's the name of their little town over there they go to? No, you just see my point, though. Nice right. To sell that, but in reality, man, that ain't how that works. Burton was the first to tell me that, though, because Tulane is not. Let me see exactly where Tulane is.
And a lot of people want to go. Like if you've always known Miami or you've always known Tallahassee or these big or Atlanta, a lot of people want to go to Clemson to have something different.
Oh yeah.
So you know there's that to it as well. But getting them on campus is huge pickup for the Tigers. Anytime they can, they really see, like with the CJ or the Christopher Johnson, CJ Johnson situation, the guy is the fastest guy in Florida. You can't take the top off of a defense. Wait till he comes on your team. This guy is a speedster. Any Clemson fan would want this guy on their team. Anybody wants this guy on this team. He is a burner. And to get him finally into campus is a big deal. It's so surprising to me to hear it happen and to hear how Paul talked about it and about how it all worked through. It's a pretty cool story.
Yeah. I'm looking right now. Tulane's not really all that near the French Quarter there, so it makes a lot of sense.
Right. Same thing with Miami, right? They're not, they're not really
Gables, on South Coral Gables is not near South Beach.
So you get there and you're like, wait a minute, this is supposed to be Miami, but it's not.
Have you been to South Beach?
I have one time.
What'd you think?
I loved it. It was pretty cool.
I did too. I like the food though. So I like the Latin. I like the we had Cuban food. I went to Gloria Estefan's restaurant. Man, I've been down there probably 7 or 8 times. I will tell you this though, one of my funniest stories. So, the first time I go there, I had a girlfriend at the time, and her family's from Boca, So go, I like Boca. That was nice, right? So we go. So I'm just going to South Beach. We're going down there. We're going out, right? Two things I didn't know. Number one is, and this is back in the 90s, right? But number one is, those clubs really didn't start even getting going until 2 in the morning. I'm like, man.
Yeah.
I'm in bed, brother. You know, I show up about 9, and it's like, place is dead. It's like, I don't know about South Beach, whatever. So the other one is, man, I had my Bass Weegians on. I had my Burl khakis on. I had my Ralph Lauren polo shirt, little light starch in there, you know. Man, I thought I was dressed to the nines. Like, well, I'm going to put my good stuff on, right? Every man, woman, not child, everybody in that club had on these black pants and black shirt. Dude, I stuck out like a turd in a punch bowl. You had never seen a bigger looking idiot than me. And I was proud of my stuff, man. I walked in there like, yeah, I got my good stuff on today. I walked in there, bud. I looked like the biggest idiot in the world compared to what everybody's wearing there. So it was Versace or whatever black pants and black tight shirt you had to have on and black shoes. Man, I looked like a doggone idiot sitting in that place. But I liked it, though. Oh, I liked, man. There's an energy to South Beach. I will say this, a good place to visit. You know what else you see about South Beach? Some of the most beautiful people and then some of those unattractive people all within a mile of each other.
There's no in-betweeners.
No, very few.
That's why I don't live here.
Well, you know, for us beautiful people, it was you know, to hang out with our common people.
Yeah.
You know how that goes. In other words, you could use that. But you're not going from Coral Gables to South Beach. That just ain't happening.
I do, and this is kind of a different subject, but with NIL, you do have to think that these bigger markets are going to have an advantage. I mean, then maybe they always had an advantage. A lot of people will tell me, Morgan, they always had an advantage. It just wasn't public. And now they do, you know, and it's public, and you see it even more. Because for me, it's like there is a Lamborghini of Austin, Texas. There's a Lamborghini of Miami.
Yes.
There's a Lamborghini of L.A.
Yeah.
But there's not a Lamborghini of Pickens.
No, but that's all about fluff and pomp and circumstance, man. Those things, those kids aren't driving Lamborghinis. And Lamborghini, for the most part, outside of one, they're not getting Lamborghinis. They're not giving those guys Lamborghinis. That just looks like, that's all plastic.
It's like the Louisville social media, you know, when they came out with all the, they hosted all those recruits and had all these exotic cars in the end zone.
Yeah, so what? I mean, that's plastic, dude. That means, now, it goes to show you just how influential you are, or easily influenced you are, if that works, right?
And you only had like 5 cars out there. You have, what, 85 players? Everybody's not getting one.
Well, no, they're not even getting one. Even the top 5 aren't getting one through there.
I think that is kind of unfortunate, is that you might be influencing young men that are impressionable in a way that's not realistic.
Well, yes, but they're 17, 18 years old. That's what that's important to them. Like, that's in their priorities, to have a Lambo and roly, roly, roly and all that. I mean, but that's not what that experience is going to be like. You're tricking them. A very good friend of mine in coaching 25 years ago was talking about, he had a guy that he flipped or was flipping from them to somebody else. I was like, how'd that work, man? He goes, you can trick the dumb ones.
What?
We tricked them.
Tricked them?
Yeah, tricked them. I said, what are you talking about tricking? Yeah, you can trick the dumb ones. I'm like, well, yeah, we talked him in, we tricked him into coming here. We tricked him into, or the other team tricked him into leaving us and going up there.
Wow.
Because it was, man, you're 17 years. Look, these coaches, for Kevin Steele at 60 years old, wherever he is, to be doing hip-hop videos in the back with gold chains on, kind of stuff, all they're doing is trying to look like something that it's not.
That is...
But they're playing a game. Look, these guys are so good at it, right? So in recruiting, it's like, is it physics that for every action, there's equal and opposite reaction? So you always know what to play and what to say, and you know what buttons to push and when to push them. It's a big psychology. Psychology is one of the most important parts of recruiting, and like when to offer, when not to offer, when to push, when to pull, when to play the panic card, when not to play the panic card. One quick story for you. Actually, you know what? I got to take a break. Have a great recruiting story for you. We come back much more after this.
Join Out of Bounds live at Walk-On's Clemson Tuesday, December 6th from noon till 3. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine, have the chance to win some prizes, and hang out with Quack and Ben live from Walk-On's Clemson Tuesday, December 6th, noon till 3.
The cleaning pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning want to make sure your carpets stay clean this holiday season with their December special. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for only $129. Plus, mention me, Mickey Plowler, at WCCP, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Easily schedule your cleaning online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
If you or someone you know has been unable to work full-time and has been dealing with a veteran's disability case or TDIU claim on their own for several years and has received a hearing notice, it still isn't too late to get a lawyer for your case. Let's improve your chance of victory with your case today with the team at Thompson & King. They know veterans law. It's never too late to know more about your case and be as prepared as possible. Call Thompson & King at 864-222-0200 or visit thompsonking.com and let us help you.
The holidays are approaching, so get your car ready before taking the trip home to see the family and celebrate with My Garage by Essex. Don't wait until the last minute to get your tires rotated or oil changed. Make your appointment today and check it off your list early. My Garage by Essex wants to take the stress of the holiday season away with great service and happy car rides. Call 633-5800, make your appointment, or just visit 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Spots fill quickly.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
The Sizzlin' Savory Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles in all its tender, marinated glory. Go ahead, call it a comeback. Order yours on the app today. It's Bo time.
How would you like to come home to a bartender who will fix you any cocktail you want?
I'll have an Old Fashioned.
I'll have a margarita.
Now you can, with the Bartesian Home Cocktail Maker. Bartesian is a sleek machine the size of a coffee maker that makes premium cocktails at the touch of a button. Choose from over 50 different cocktails, from classics to the most exotic premium cocktails served in the best bars today. You'll always get freshly mixed, perfectly balanced cocktails with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. And now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever at bartesian.com/enjoy. Entertaining? The Bartesian is ideal for parties. No need to stock all kinds of individual mixers for complicated recipes. Every guest gets the cocktail of their choice in seconds. The Bartesian makes a wonderful gift for anyone who loves a fine premium cocktail. Now get Bartesian's best Black Friday deal ever. It's available right now, only at bartesian.com/enjoy. That's bartesian.com/enjoy for Bartesian's best deal ever. Only at bartesian.com/enjoy.
It's time for postseason football in the South. Imagine watching the game from your stone paver patio sitting around a cozy fire. Carolina Fresh Farms has everything you need to create the best outdoor space in the neighborhood. Natural stone, pavers, fire pits, outdoor fireplaces, and all the tools and supplies for your project. With 7 locations in South Carolina, visit our website at carolinafreshfarms.com to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscape supply specialist. Go Tigers!
Ready SC and SC Works, in cooperation with PAI Pharma, is hosting a recruitment event on Thursday, December 1st at McAllister Square in Greenville from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. PAI Pharma manufactures and markets generic liquid pharmaceuticals and offers an excellent benefits package. They are currently seeking qualified applicants for multiple positions. Again, that's Thursday, December 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at McAllister Square in Greenville. For more information or to apply online, visit sctechjobs.com. PAI Pharma is an equal opportunity employer.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take on our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. where every day is game day.
Save that one, didn't we?
It's all right.
Man, you know, the regrets. I got Willie Nelson sings a song about, man, I got these regrets and shouldn't have done this, shouldn't have that, but nothing I can do about it now. But I am so glad that I went by myself to Atlanta to watch Fleetwood Mac. This is a weird story for you, Morgan. So I saw like Elton John on a Saturday in Greenville, and then on a Tuesday went down to Atlanta by myself and went to Fleetwood Mac concert. Great concert, great band. Christine McVie, 79 years old. Hard to believe she's gone. As old age has set in, I forgot my recruiting story. Mainly because I was answering a text about something else. I'm interested in Negative Nelly this morning. Good morning, Negative Nelly. How you doing?
Hey, Mick. I'm going to refresh your memory. I talked to you August of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two seasons ago, and I told you that with transfer portal and NIL that Clemson was going to fall behind instead of being in the top four every year. I said they're going to wind up being a 7-8 in the nation. Still going to be pretty good, but we're not going to be elite like we were. And as recruiting's gone along, you've seen where whenever we go after somebody, 90% of the time we get them, and now it's probably 50-50 if at best. And I get tired of listening to all these talking heads on TV that's saying Clemson's offense is predictable, outdated, all these nomenclatures that they say about our offense. And then the frustration part is you go look over the United States and there's teams that's got these exotic offensive teams that just score almost at will. They score 50, 60, 70 points, and we scratch out 30 points as a rule. And your argument was, well, we won two national champions. It's all about the Joes and that kind of thing. But it's also scheme. And when that no talent guy this weekend with calling the South Carolina game, when he sat there and said, well, Clemson's formation indicates they're going to run off tackle and South Carolina is crowding the box with six and seven people. And I'd be doggone if they didn't hand it off right tackle and got thrown for a loss or no gain. And played golf with a guy and he says, you know, Clemson's predictable. Said I sit there and almost call every play when by the formation.
Tell him to sit by me and do it next time then, because he can't do it. You can say that all you want to. Here's the bottom line. Right now, Clemson's ninth in the country. They won 10 games this year. They're going to play for an ACC championship. They are not as good as they were during those times when he won that. And if you want to be right, you can be right. But I don't know, Negative Nelly. What's fun in your life, man? This is fun. This is serious, man. This isn't life. This is our fun part. And there's a lot of other bad things going on. If you want to look at it through negative half full, then live your life that way. I can't do it. You sound like a real charm to be around. I can't do it, bud. This is the lighthearted of life. There's enough coming on that's going to be bad. There's enough bad things going on around me. Clemson football is not that negative. It's not that bad. And if you want to think it is, then that's your choice. But I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to go that route. Knock yourself out. I can't go that route. Sorry. There's a lot of great things going on over there and have been great things going on over there. Even this year, like Saturday night, they're going to play for an Atlantic Coast Conference division. And let me be on a championship. And let me be honest with you. I was here in the mid-70s and the 80s and the 90s. And I've been here for a long time. There's been a lot of bad football being played. And because this year there's five teams who've lost less games, there's only five teams lost one game or less. It's a hard deal and a hard sport. This thing brings me joy. And you don't get any joy out of it, that's your choice. I'm not going to sit back and just have negative, beat me down, everything's wrong, calling this play, this guy's no talent. If that's what it is, what do you do for fun? If Clemson football's not fun, then what the hell is fun?
Well, let me interject something.
Okay.
Here. I'm 75, and I've lived a lot more through Clemson's ups and downs than you have.
Sure.
First of all.
Sure.
Secondly, do you not agree that our offense is mundane, whatever the term you want to use? I use predictable.
It's that way because they're not very good at quarterback and not very good at wide receiver. And when the guy throws the good pass, it wasn't mundane against Wake Forest because the guy threw the beautiful pass. The receivers make great plays. Clemson scored 50-something points. When the quarterback doesn't make a good throw, when he can't protect the quarterback and receiver drops the football, it's going to look mundane. The best football players are the ones that are executed. And that's at Southern Cal and at Georgia. Georgia's commanded by their offense right now. Georgia's number one in the country. They're complaining about their offense. Negative Nelly, turn on the television and look at the bad things going on in this world, man. There's enough of it out there. This is a source of joy. This is a great coach with a great staff and a bunch of really good kids. I cannot get in bed with you, brother. I'm sorry. This is not bad. This is not bad times. These are the good times. The bad times are coming. And at 75, I hope you lived another 50 more years of good times. But the bad times are going to be here, bud, and we can complain about them then. These aren't bad times right now. These are 10-2 and number 9 in the country playing for an ACC championship. If that's bad, then brace me for what the hell else is coming down the road.
Well, let me ask you this, and be realistic.
I'm being realistic with you.
If Clemson was in the SEC, which I think has better teams, they'd be a 7-5 team, not playing for
that's
nothing.
Wrong. That's wrong right now because I'm telling you right now, in the SEC, would you put them in the East? Because if you would, then Clemson's going to beat Missouri and beat Vanderbilt, and they're going to beat, even in the West and across, they're going to beat the Arkansas. They're going to beat all that. Negative Valley, man, I'll be honest with you. I am so glad that you don't call every day, and I'm glad that I don't live my life the way you live yours. I'm so sorry about that. I hope and pray that you will have a much more greater output. And to be honest with you, there's enough other outlets that are out there for you to prevent
all that. I'm still a Clemson fan, but let me ask you this. Now, give South Carolina credit, and it's the last thing I'll let you go because obviously we agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Would you say that, and give them credit, you think that South Carolina beat us or we beat ourselves?
Probably a little bit of both.
South Carolina fans calling in and say, if we played Clemson 10 times, we'd beat them 9 out of 10 because we were the better team.
What does that matter? They played on Saturday and South Carolina won. If Clemson was in SEC, if they played this time, South Carolina won the game. They won the game Saturday, the same way that Clemson won the previous 7 games last 8 years. Well, you didn't call me after, by the way, I didn't hear from you after Clemson won last year. I didn't hear from you when Clemson won national championships. And you tell the guy you can be negative, Nelly, but you hit the nail on the head there. I'm sorry, man. I would pray and hope that you've got to find some sort of joy. This is athletics, man. These are sports. This is fun. And if this isn't fun, then what the heck else is there? This is not bad, man. Have a great day, man. I'm sorry. I can't do it. There's enough. Man, I didn't focus this morning on Mickey Joseph getting arrested by strangulation. I didn't focus this morning on a backup quarterback at Florida having child pornography and being arrested for that. We chose to talk about games. Because this is the good, man. These are the good times. And good sports. This is fun. This is our escape from the bad. There's enough bad going on all around you. Clemson football is not the ills of this world, buddy. I'm sorry. If Clemson football is the worst thing going on in your life, then I have envy for you. This is what's right in the world. This is what's fun in the world. You know what else is? This is what's light in the world. I remember the phone calls before. Everything's, this is going to be terrible. We're not going to be able to do anything. Well, they got a top 7 recruiting class right now. They got a number 9 in the country right now. And if that's the bad, then sign me up for the bad. But you know what, Morgan? That ain't the bad. There's people going to oncologists today. There's people going to pediatric oncologists today that would find out how long their kid has to live. There's people without power, without food, without there's disease and there's drugs and there's bad people doing bad things to kids all over the place. Clemson football is one of the good things, man. The great thing about this show, this station, this time that we're in right now is there's enough to celebrate and enough to be happy about. Doesn't mean you got to like losing to South Carolina. Doesn't mean that at all. But also doesn't mean that every single thing that comes out of your mouth has got to be negative. When he got called in, he said negative Nelly. He knows it. Sorry, man. That is a curse. If you can't find something good in that, then where do you find your joy? Dear Lord, please don't ever let me be that cynical where I can't find some joy in something that's supposed to be fun. Oh, man. Sorry. The guy's going to win the lottery and complain about the taxes or something. You okay over there?
Taxes are kind of high, though, just to be honest.
I want to pay more taxes. Because I'll make more money.
If it goes somewhere where they're going to use it appropriately.
No.
You prove that to me, I don't know.
I'd like to be in a higher tax bracket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I want to be where 40% doesn't matter. But, yeah, I think this team has a lot to be excited for. You should go to the game this Saturday if you can. It will probably be late at night, but you can stay up late for one
Saturday.
Oh, no,
it's late. 8 o'clock. Too late. It's way too late. Should be playing during the daytime.
You know, I'm looking forward to Clemson's going to have an opportunity to beat North Carolina Tar Heels, and you know, they have the all-time record against them. They should have a good opportunity. And
everything's wrong.
One thing that I've come out on Twitter a couple of days ago and said is, you know, college football is in its nature rebuilding, and we like to act like, oh, it's just reloading, and that's just a cocky thing to say. No, it's rebuilding for everyone. That's what happens. You get these guys for 4 years. Man, we did videos on YouTube about Trenton Simpson when he was crying when Dabo Swinney gave him the offer in the practice facility. Do you remember that, Mickey?
Yes.
He didn't know it was coming, and he put it on the screen. He said, you got an offer. He said, Dabo, I'm coming. And now guess what? He's walking down that hill, a senior or a junior going to the NFL.
Yeah.
He's done. He's graduated. He's done. You know what? You're gone. The turnover within 4 years is complete. It's a completely new team. So you have to embrace the rebuild because that's the way college football is.
Yeah.
You're not going to be on the top forever.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Always enjoy it. Tell you more about Brad. He's in there at Newton Martin's around our time there. Sorry, Fortune Cookie. Sorry, Tennessee Tiger. Got a busy show from Chick-fil-A tomorrow. Hope everybody has a great day. Up next to my favorite people, Brad and John. Have an absolutely wonderful Thursday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we'll see right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's time for Tiger football. And what better place to enjoy football weekends than in your own condo at Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant and a football field for pre-tailgate festivities. When you aren't here cheering for the Tigers, earn income using our managed rental program to rent your condo to fellow Tiger fans. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today, and go Tigers.
The holidays are approaching, so get your car ready.